T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome on in. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We're live from the Semo Hard Rock Poker Room. Getting your weekend started, right? Got your Friday Deep Stack specials going on today. $350 buy-in at 4 p.m. $30,000 guaranteed. You got your February Big Slick. Uh-oh. No limit hold'em. Coming up Saturday.
You forgot the most important part of that.
Tell me, man.
2 seats will be given in the Big Slick.
You always, you always come over the top with like some extra good surprise. You know that?
Hey, that's what I do.
Leroy, you out there playing or what?
Nah, I'm not gonna play. Like, I like to sit here. Here's what's crazy about me. I'll sit and play poker when I come here for 4 hours.
Right.
But I don't want to be obligated to do so.
You like to get your cash and go.
If I get in a tournament, now I'm almost pot committed to play a certain way.
Right.
To, you know, and I don't want that. I want to have a good time, want to play some poker. If I go 45 minutes without playing a hand, Leroy is out.
Well, let's get to our code word, our $1,000 give and go. It's the last day for that, so you guys should be listening every hour for what the code word is. Text it to 72881 and you're registered. The word this hour is frozen. Frozen. For all you Anna Nelson fans out there.
Let
frozen.
I
thought about coming into the show with that, but I thought that would have been an awkward start to the Friday show. So I did not do that.
I've heard that song so many times.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Jesus.
If you have a daughter, she sang it for ever.
I know the Avatar rides, like it's now the ride at Disney that is the longest line by far, but before that it was the Frozen ride. It was ridiculous.
And the ride was garbage, but they just played Frozen music all the way through.
Vikings ride. Right. You can't trick me. You can't put Olaf on a Viking ride and think I don't know the switcheroo.
That's what they do in all the rides.
Ridiculous.
They spend millions to change.
Come see the new Pirates of the Caribbean. You guys added one Johnny Depp at the end. Bastards. Anyway, text Frozen to 72881 and you're registered. Boys, big news. We start off today's show with this. This is just coming down from the NBA. Dwayne Wade is going to the All-Star game.
You ruined Zach's headlines.
I didn't ruin any headlines. There's plenty of other news, Beast. Dwayne Wade is going to the All-Star game. He is a special roster addition. Him and Dirk Nowitzki, they're both going to Charlotte as parts of the All-Star roster. Very, very cool job,
yeah.
Adam Silver. A smart thing to do. He doesn't have to replace Victor Oladipo. That can now go to somebody who's had a hell of a season like D'Angelo Russell. And Dwayne still gets to go and be part of the festivities. It's an exhibition. Did something like this with Major League Baseball before. Like, it's the right thing to do, man. It's a fantastic job. So shout out to Adam Silver, and it's really awesome that Dwayne Wade's going to get that chance to salute the crowd. And also, like, I was telling you guys this before. I didn't even know this was Dirk last season. It's felt like I finally saw a headline this week where it was like Knicks fans give Dirk Nowitzki great ovation in his last round. I was like, I didn't know this was Dirk's last dance, too.
I mean, especially because he was banged up when the season started, and he didn't start it until, a month in?
Yeah, I don't think Dirk's doing what Dwayne's doing. I don't think he's doing that regular.
You know who else has been getting a lot of ovations from opposing fans? But he hasn't really said if it's his last season yet. Vince Carter.
Yeah, Vince Carter. I don't know if he's going to be done. It feels like Vince might go another year, so everybody remembers Vince Carter the next year.
Still dunking.
I mean,
it's
pools.
Unbelievable.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, it's Take Your Kid to Work Day today, so Little Beast and I will tag team the headlines. Toby just told you the news about Dwayne Wade. The Heat play the Thunder tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Tip off at 8. Zaz and Tommy have the pregame at 7, right here on the ticket. The Panthers made a trade with the Penguins. Anyone is keeping track. Cats traded Nick Bukestad and Jaron McCann. Did I say that wrong?
Bukestad.
Yeah, that's what I said. To the Penguins for centers Derek Brassard and Riley Sheehan, and also 3 draft picks.
When can we get a real Muto trade?
I don't know, man.
Never. The non-baseball movement is weird.
I'll tell you what. stop telling Bleacher Report, stop sending me Real Muto updates until he's traded. Because every day I get aggressive movement on Real Muto, and it never happens. I'm getting so annoyed with it. And also, don't tell me that things are aggressive and then list four teams. That's not a thing, man. That's like Magic Johnson coming at the Pelicans with five options. Here are your five options. No. The option should be, hey, we answered your call. What do you want?
Zach, you got two more headlines. What do you got, buddy?
Well, the former Dolphins special teams coach, Darren Rizzi, will coach with the Saints this season.
Right, and?
The Carolina Panthers defensive end, Julius Peppers, has retired.
Okay, oh, there you go. Anything else?
And last, the Pats are going to win their sixth Super Bowl this year.
Oh, okay.
That's not a headline.
That's not a headline. Good. That's your opinion, Zach. It's
picks. He typed that. He typed that headline sheet.
That's Ratfink behavior right there. We're just going to waltz in here and add a headline. These aren't predictions. Save that for later. Nonsense. Anyway, so yeah, man, this NBA has gone hog wild. I don't know if you guys have seen what Kyrie Irving is doing right now.
Yeah, he said he doesn't owe bleep to anybody.
He's saying whatever he wants, and nobody can do anything, because if he says he's coming to your team, you will back up a Brinks truck for him.
I love it. It's so fantastic. I told you, Celtics, you are such suckers. You think because he made a Nike commercial that means he's going to stay there forever? He told a room full of children that he was going to never leave Cleveland. You can't buy what these guys say. He's looking at all you guys, and he's like, damn, it would be kind of nice to go and play with Kevin Durant in New York. Damn, maybe I should go play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis again. I'm stuck here with broken-ass Gordon Hayward.
Do you think LeBron would take him back?
What?
That's blasphemy.
What? Speak their name.
Tobin.
What?
That's because Dirk isn't a diva with his jersey swaps for the camera, so you wouldn't know it's Dirk's last year.
Oh. I mean, come on.
Minus Dirk. One for the texter.
Minus one.
In fact, block him. Block him. He's blocked. You're banned, sir. I don't allow D-Wade slander on the show.
Wow.
I don't allow it.
Did wait, when he played for Cleveland, didn't you?
That didn't happen.
Okay.
You struck that from your memory.
That's been men in black from my head. Don't recall it. Never left. Never left.
So he didn't play for the Bulls either?
Nope. Don't recall that.
And your minion back at the studio is complaining. He said, I Google searched Dwayne Wade, and there's like 40% Bulls pictures.
I get annoyed too. Like whenever I search D-Wade GIFs on Twitter, I'm just like, ugh, Bulls ones. Delete. Get out of here. But I'll tell you what's got to happen. This is the move, all right? They're going to have the draft next week. LeBron, you got to pick Dwayne Wade first. And I think there should be a gentleman's agreement between him and Giannis.
Right.
Giannis, you take Dirk. I'm taking Dwayne, and then we start picking. That's the way to do it. Don't leave the old men leaving at the end of the draft. It's not cool.
It's like the guy with the limp in dodgeball in high
That's
school.
That's not cool, man. LeBron, that'd be such a cool move. Like, let's just go, and they can have their one last thing together. Wade can throw up one alley-oop to LeBron James, do a jumper. Dirk can do that one-footed three-pointer, the fadeaway. Call tonight. Put up your feet, boys, and let the young Bucks go
in fact,
and score 200.
I'd rather see LeBron. They can go sit next to each other.
I'd rather see Wade play against LeBron.
Nope. We saw how that went against the Lakers. I don't want to see that again.
It's all right. He's got to get revenge.
I don't think it's going to feel the same, Robbie. I don't know if it's going to go quite like we think it's going to go in that situation. But yeah, man, it's a really cool thing. And these are exhibitions. Like, what are we doing here? We're gonna hold up the sanctity of a game where people are literally Team LeBron and Team Giannis. They're not conferences. They're just throwing gimmicks up. At one point, they were coming close to scoring 200.
Right.
What are we doing?
By the way, what are we starting to feel a little differently about these Milwaukee Bucks?
How so?
I mean, like, yeah, man, they got some depth. Like, if I told you, okay, you have a team with Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe.
They're big.
Okay,
well,
that
Bledsoe's swole.
But that right there, I mean, that's what every franchise is trying to get, right? Because they don't have the cachet names as you know, Kyrie and KD or whatever. That's basically what they're trying to get, a three-headed monster. Mm-hmm. It might not be as great as the big three was down here, but they all would be stars if they had their own team. So, I mean, can we?
I think they're legit, man. I think they're definitely. If you look at the Eastern Conference, for sure the Bucks are legit. They put it. They put it on the Raptors yesterday. Philadelphia got a big win against the Warriors. I watched some of that. I saw Boogie Cousins and Joel Embiid just talking trash to each other.
Oh my goodness, he is like. There's nothing worse than a big menace, right?
Oh, dude. Like, I tell you, I'm terrified. Big, about
like Debo. Debo, if Debo was a comedian and he was just on Friday just making fun of everybody, nobody could do nothing because he would beat him down.
Let me tell you what I'm terrified about tonight. Heat Thunder, Stevie Adams.
Ooh.
He's terrifying, yeah. Especially with his mustache, his giant muscles. It's horrifying. I remember what he did to Bam last year in Oklahoma City.
Oh. Wasn't pretty.
No, it was not. I think Hassan was out that game, and they put the young fella on this just giant dude from New Zealand.
Well,
destroying him.
Well, with what happened on Tuesday, they're going to play a lot harder. And I don't, like, I'm torn between if they come out and play harder, are we going to say, see, they only do this against good teams, or are we going to say they got a wake-up call?
No, we're going to say, see, this has been the same story for 3 years.
I know, but it's never been, like, where everybody's saying we embarrassed ourselves. It's never been that bad.
Well, because nobody played well. There's not a person who can raise their hand on that team and be like, I got mine. Everybody was terrible. There's not a one shining. Like normally in a Looter and the Riot game, somebody's a shining light. Everybody was a poop fest in that game. Just a complete disgrace. So,
okay. Read the rules, guys. LeBron is picking first. In the third round. The third round is only Wade and Dirk.
All right.
Sorry. Okay.
So that guy. So
like,
third round.
They're not doing it as the first pick,
like,
but they
like,
are doing
like
it.
As we, like,
so that, so they, they've
they have to pick the starters first.
They specially slotted.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, it's basically like, hey, Wade's going to be on LeBron's team, so this is how it's going to work.
I gotcha. So they got to do the, they got to fill out their five amongst the starters, and then they can pick the reserves. And the reserves, before they go to the reserves, they're going to do Wade and Dirk. Gotcha.
Ooh, somebody said the Bucks are new Paul George Pacers. No way.
No.
I mean, I think Giannis is better than
yeah. Followed by Bledsoe's traps are too big to raise his arms to shoot
that's
a jumper.
True. No, that's he's too jacked. He's too jacked.
What about Middleton, though? He can ball.
Yeah, Middleton's got like that alien long form.
He's built like Bam.
Yeah, like Bledsoe, like it looks like he's on the bench just doing deadlifts.
Leroy, have you been watching film on the Bucks? Like you now have
newfound
love or something?
No, but here's what happened. Besides the Heat, the last four basketball games I watched
were all Bucks
involved Milwaukee. So wherever I turned on the TV to watch a basketball game and you know, everybody always talks about Giannis, but, I mean, that team's pretty good. And we talk about Boston. We talk about Toronto. We were talking about Indiana.
Best record in the NBA.
Not really talking about Milwaukee because guess what? They got the best record in the NBA, but guess what? Are you scared of them?
If I was in the East, I would be.
Right.
I don't know. I don't
but
know.
How many people,
yeah, no, I mean,
how
I like,
many
if
people
I'm the,
are?
If I'm the Warriors, I'm not, but.
How many people are in the East? Like everybody's talking about, oh, looks like Boston's turning it around, or, oh, looks like Boston's getting together.
I think it's tough just because we haven't seen, I think until these young guys, because except for Kawhi, there's a lot of unproven stars in the East.
Right.
I guess Kyrie. I mean, you could say Kyrie, but, like, not just, Kyrie's never led a team by himself in the playoffs. Like, he's had good playoff games. But for him to be the guy, and also it seems like he may be traded from Boston before that's over. We'll get to that next. Where do you go? All right, welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, and Zach. He's here today. Take your kid to work day. Little Beast is in the house. It is a Poker Room Friday, which we always love. It's active today, man. People are getting in on everything.
We had a little action, and everybody's getting ready for this satellite. 30,000 mile guarantee.
Yep, and then
and a chance to win 50,000.
Yeah, or tomorrow they got their February Big Slick $1,100 buy-in at 11 a.m. $50,000 guaranteed prize pool. Really cool here at the Hard Rock. So Leroy and I were just talking during the break. It is Super Bowl week. It's Super Bowls coming up, Rams and Patriots. So we'll get into some of that. But, yeah, man, this NBA is so juicy. You can't turn away. It's like a soap opera. Every day there's a new turn, Leroy.
Yes.
Yesterday, Porzingis, he was in trade rumors for like 5 seconds, and then he was a Maverick.
What that means, they already, like, they said they had a meeting yesterday. I think the meeting yesterday was to tell him he got traded.
Yeah, it was like, hey,
there's no way the report comes out, Porzingis is not happy, and then 10 minutes later, traded to the Mavericks.
We were wailing for 5 minutes.
I know. It was a good time. Do you think Woj is like, do you think Woj just has like security cameras in every one of these front office
rooms? No, because it was too late.
He was just
when
like,
when he came out with the news, the deal was done.
He's like, hey, Woj, make this look good. Will you say that the Heat, the Spurs, and the Nets are all in on this? Yeah, I got you. I got you, man.
Actually,
never mind. Mavericks thing went through.
Actually, I think he's slipping.
Really?
Well,
he did.
If he came out with the news 5 minutes before the trade, that means this news has been out there,
although,
and he wasn't on it.
Also, he said New York. Remember, that was the first.
He messed up that tweet that actually announced the trade. He's got a lot of plates in the air. But how could you not? Like, all of a sudden yesterday in the Anthony Davis rumors, Anthony Davis wants to go somewhere else. Kristaps Porzingis then all of a sudden disgruntled. And now Kyrie, he got all these Knicks rumors that came out yesterday. And it's fantastic because I got a feeling this is going to end up with the Celtics and the Knicks having nobody.
Plus Woj,
which is just tremendous.
Woj has to worry about the two Twitter accounts, him and Shams.
That's not true. Don't do that.
That's a thing.
Don't do that. Shams is a different person.
No, not a different person. Same thing.
Here, Beast, you and Zach can chime in on this.
Yeah, because you guys are Celtics fans.
We're not Celtics fans. We're
Heat fans. No. It's kind of a basketball question, but it's more of a football question. Is that, are we not interested in the Super Bowl because we're just tired of the Patriots?
Speak for yourself.
I was definitely interested last year with the Eagles. Eagles were a cool story. I obviously had the J.J.
tie-in. Backup quarterback. Right.
Eagles were a cool story. I don't know, man.
But
the
Rams are like the Eagles, but better.
Yeah, but it's because how they got there
but
on
best,
a screw job.
Their best player is a D-tackle.
Okay, that's that. All right. Now, I guess, Robbie, you could say it because there's so many people that are just fed up with the Rams even being there in the first place.
Yes, that's true. There's a lot of backlash.
Okay, so if it were the Saints, would you be more excited?
Definitely.
Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it was a Breeze-Brady matchup.
Because my next question would have been, why don't we feel that way about Golden State?
Not following you.
I think we do get tired of Golden State in the finals.
Just tired of Golden State?
Well, we're tired of Cleveland, Golden State.
Can it get to a point where basketball, like,
well, I'll tell you what.
The NBA is a longer season, so it's just like more drawn out.
I told this to Beast when we watched, because we watched the Patriots Chargers game, and you know they're all in love with it, they're guys. But I'm like, man, you guys really like this style of football? Like, this excites you? And with the Warriors, none of us amongst sports fans can deny that is the most talented thing that's ever been put on a court.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous what they can do.
Right.
And so, even though you're watching a team that you get sick of seeing, the idea that somebody can go
methodical, it's drawn out, it's dink and dunk.
Yeah, this is different. This is like, oh, they're shooting from 40, like something crazy.
You remember back in the day, who was it, Loyola Marymount, where they used to shoot a shot every 7 seconds?
Yeah, the guru of Go in the early 90s.
Right. You don't remember them?
Mm-mm. And then the guy died.
Hank Gathers. Died on the court.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
But they would he had a rule. They would shoot every 7 seconds, try to shoot a three, but the shot had to be up 7 seconds into the shot clock, and they would score 140, 130 in college.
Yeah, man. Like, so it's with the Patriots, and also I just don't think there's any – like, the debate's kind of over. You're kind of just – you're adding on to the tally at this point, you know? Like, they're the best. We know they're the best. Last year, the other thing we had with the Patriots was all the dysfunction that was around it, too. Remember that whole thing came out Bill Belichick and Brady not liking each other?
It's too late now, isn't it?
That's all kind of subdued. That's gone away. Right. It's just,
Gronk
is
going to retire.
Like, I told you, the only interesting thing that was said all week was that dude, the dude who called Brady old. Roby Coleman?
Yeah.
And he walked it back in like 2 seconds. The rest of it has been jovial stories about C.J. Anderson being fat. That's it.
No, I mean, like it's all been like uplifting stuff. Like, Julian Edelman got a girl who's, you know, I think she's like dying or has some disease.
Beast,
game.
Beast.
Yeah.
No.
What? What I do now?
Huh?
What'd I do now?
Because, he, like, why does it have to be a Pats guy?
Yeah, why didn't you say about Brandon Cooks getting that custodian two tickets for him and his son?
And like I've said, that's a great story.
But, like, in the NBA, yeah, come on.
I would believe, you know, I'm kind of feeling you on that.
NBA, Kyrie comes out today. I don't know anybody. Bleep. Pat. I don't owe you bleep.
And we're like, whoa. And
hey.
Guess what? And you want me to tell you? All the Boston fans are going to hate him.
Yeah.
And then if he re-signs, they're going to stop.
Dude, I firsted this tweet by Bill Simmons. It was just pure excellence. Listen to this by Bill Simmons, this tweet. Kyrie needs to stop talking about leadership. He's terrible at it. He's incredibly fun to watch, but if he's traded within the next 6 days, I'll be fine with it. Go to New York in July and play with the worst owner in the 21st century. Good luck.
Woo!
And Beast.
Oh, that turned.
That is Boston
that
right there.
That quickly, little Willie.
That's Boston
oh,
right
that's,
there.
That, right there. That's prime Bean Town right there.
But guess what?
Yeah.
If he re-signed, then what?
Party.
Yeah.
Celtics lifer.
Parade.
Yeah.
Celtics lifer.
Sully and Murph doing
we knew you weren't
going to
leave Kyrie. We knew you were going to stay with Garden. I can't believe that people don't want to stay with genius Brad Stevens. It's crazy.
Oh, here we go.
Isn't he the savant of basketball?
Like, hey, wait.
No one ever said that.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, everybody said it.
Can I ask you a question? Brad Stevens gets no credit for taking those young kids to the seventh game of the East Conference Finals?
Look, does anybody treat Budenholzer like that for taking a bunch of no-names Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals with 60 wins? The answer is no. Nobody treats him like he's God's gift to basketball.
They fired him.
Tremendous accomplishment.
The Hawks didn't even give him credit.
I know. Tremendous accomplishment. Let's put it in perspective. Okay? Put it in perspective. Nobody else is. Everybody act like Brad Stevens invented the sport.
Then ESPN came out with a list of the 50 best coaches across all four sports.
Yeah, he was behind Belichick.
He was number two.
Belichick. The most accomplished coach ever. And then there's Brad Stevens, who's accomplished nothing. Nothing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just throw this out there. I'm not trying to. Can you be a good coach?
Yeah.
And not have the success of Bill Belichick?
What?
Yeah.
Like.
You can.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. You can be a good.
No, you can be a good coach and not win.
No. Nah.
Sometimes. Yes.
Wait. You gotta
no,
win.
No. You're right. But can you win and not be a good coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can?
Where do you want me to start?
Why don't we start with the Canes?
Larry Coker.
Valid point.
Is he a good coach?
For that team, he was.
He's a chaperone.
No.
He was a good babysitter.
Was he a good football coach? Was he a leader of men? No. Okay, it's fair to say that's why he ended up coaching UTSS, the university.
The Marlins won the World
Series. Right? I'm just saying.
The Marlins won a World Series with a guy who didn't know his roster.
And smoked cigars,
fell asleep. He had Priest bless the bats.
Right.
His coaching was, this Brad Penny trying to throw 100 miles an hour. Tell him to turn off the radar gun.
Hey, like.
You understand. God bless you, Jack McKean.
You understand.
Okay, but like, what about in football or like NFL or NBA?
NFL or NBA?
Yeah.
I mean, Gase won seven games. He's not a good coach.
Yeah, no, but he didn't win the Super Bowl. Wait.
Even I'm going to hold off on that.
Don't.
Even I'm going to hold off on that. I'm telling you why. You know why I feel that way.
Nope.
Because they ran Belichick out of town like he was Adam Gase.
Bro.
I'm not saying he is,
Belichick,
but I'm
Belichick
saying
is ultimate,
I'm,
ultimate not make excuse guy.
I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying after going through the situation, I'm probably a little more patient with these things than Team Petty.
Gase didn't have to deal with a team that was moving. At the plan, Igor, you said it.
Next time Belichick makes an excuse is the first time he makes an excuse. Adam Gase, he is an excuse machine. He's like a jukebox of excuses. What's today? E9? Bloop, bloop. We have a bunch of injured players. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's E9 seems like more like a vending machine of excuses.
E9 is actually Blueberry Red Bull. It's my favorite. That's Again, a couple.
You memorize the numbers?
Yeah. It's my favorite. A couple times a week. I'm just like, you know what? Today's Blueberry Red Bull Day.
Beast.
Yeah.
That's not the worst.
What?
I know the vending machine in our office.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Yep.
Crazy. Anyway, so yeah. Brad Stevens and the Celtics, it's all burning down around him. It's fantastic.
Jesus.
It's not burning down.
It's burning down.
They made it to the seventh game of the Eastern Conference Final without Kyrie. Right, if Kyrie's gone, think these younger guys are going to have more of an opportunity.
Oh, yeah, you think they're going to have a good opportunity against Greek Freak, do you? I don't.
You think Kyrie gives them more of a chance against Greek Freak?
Yes.
Because last time I checked, Kyrie wasn't guarding Greek Freak. Why?
Because they got to play that broke-ass Gordon Hayward out there, and thank God that he didn't sign him. Dodge the bullet.
Why does nobody get a chance to get healthy?
He does, but he's not right now. So that's going to bring him to, like, an anchor. He might as well be out on the floor with an anchor for a foot.
So the
gosh, I'm glad you weren't doing sports when I played football.
The Bulls are making a minor trade with the Thunder, which will lead to them being able to officially waive or trade Carmelo.
Oh, Jesus.
He's still on the.
Where is he going to go? He's still on the
OKC.
No, he's on the. He's technically on the Bulls.
He's been on the Hawks, the Rockets, and the Bulls.
He's gotten a lot of like jerseys for not playing.
Remember the Hawks gave him a jersey.
Yeah, I think the Bulls did too.
Did they?
They gave him a jersey not to say you played here.
Correct.
No, he was like, oh, it'd be cool if I could get a Hawks jersey. Like, I was in the Hawks. And so they're like, all right, go ahead, Carmelo.
Yeah, just don't show up.
Never been a team more pleased to have
Carmelo
on the roster.
So basically, OKC and the Bulls, can we trade anything like a janitor just so we can, like, get rid of Carmelo?
Is Carmelo the first athlete in the history of athletes to be on a team not playing but show up at a game?
Oh.
John Sally.
Yeah, like, I don't recall. I've seen that, like, I've seen guys come to playoff games.
No. But no. I'm talking about he went to a Knicks game, right?
Yeah.
And he's evidently on the Bulls roster.
Yeah. You know, if you want to tank, the Knicks should just re-sign him.
Just let him, tell him go out like Kobe.
Bobby Magnificent 7 is next. Oh yeah, everybody!
I'm excited. This is a special week. You know why?
I can't wait.
This is a special week because this is where Robbie has to do, as he would say, a lot of digging.
Yeah, it's where he flourishes, though. Sometimes when it seems like there's the fewest things out there, that's when Robbie can really surprise us. That's why we call this the Magnificent Seven, everybody. His best seven plays of the weekend. He's our favorite little degenerate. And he's fantastic at gambling. Let's get to it, Robbie. What you got?
Well, I know there's a big game on Sunday. But why wait till Sunday when you can have action tonight?
Ooh.
This is generally, you always got to have Friday night action
Friday
available.
Night action's the best action.
Just a little snack, like a little action gap.
Pass the time.
Like a little aperitif to the weekend.
You got Michigan at Iowa tonight. Michigan is a 4.5-point road favorite. And Leroy, you know about making the trip to Iowa City.
Sucks.
That pink locker room. I know, and football. It's always a problem with football. In fact, the football team has lost 4 in a row. But check this out. For the basketball team, it's just as much of a trap game as it is the football. The basketball team has lost 4 of their last 5 at Iowa, and they did not cover in 6 out of their last 8. Tricky road games at Iowa City, always tough, especially when it's a ranked team against an unranked team. This is their Super Bowl for Iowa City. Take Iowa and the 4.5 points.
What?
At home. It's tricky being a ranked team playing on the road. Everyone's gunning for you.
Leroy is going to smash you.
He might. Thankfully, he's at the Hard Rock. It's a long-distance smash.
By the way, real quick, Rudy Gobert just left his shoot-around media availability in tears while discussing his all-star snub.
Why are you getting giddy?
Yeah, like, why are you getting giddy of it?
I am so sad. Oh.
Come on.
Where? Oh.
Sorry, Blanco Day.
Why are you treating him like he's the dude from Ocean?
Hey, if he dishes it, he's got to be able to take it.
Yeah, man. You're going to talk all that trash about Whiteside with your friend Fournier. Sorry.
Oh, and it's also official. It's also official. After that trade, the Bulls will now waive. They won't try to trade him. They will now waive Carmelo Anthony. You want to go whaling, Tobin?
Whale. That's a breached whale.
Feels like Riles and I just wheeled in one of those like plastic things that holds all the cans.
Oh my goodness.
Good, Robbie.
All right. More Friday night action, as if there wasn't enough. Buffalo at Bowling Green tonight. I love
is that Maction?
It is Maction. I love these Friday night Buffalo Mac games. Buffalo is an 8-point favorite on the road. Now, the Buffalo train, it's back. It had a rough patch, but it's been fixed. They've covered 2 in a row. And they beat Ball State. They just beat Ball State by 24 points. Now, Bowling Green, they were on a huge train. I can't believe I missed out on this. They had covered 8 games in a row, but it finally crashed. And once a train crashes, it takes a while to fix. You got to get a new engine. You got to get new parts before it can start running again. And so take Buffalo. They covered last Friday night in a hostile environment. They'll do it again. They'll cover the 8 points at Bowling Green. The train crashed.
Do you trust trains?
I mean, once they crash, I'm not going to trust them.
Right?
Do we want to do the Bright Line?
I've been on the Bright Line. It was okay. It was good. I didn't have any issues. I thought it was fun.
Shane Battier rode the Bright Line.
He did. He was a conductor stuck. The other day.
Him and
Crotty.
Crotty.
Yeah, that's because. Anyway, number 3.
All right. How about a little CSA crossover action?
Ooh.
With Saturday night and Sunday.
What?
Yes. Steph Curry points versus the New England Patriots total points.
Oh, I love this stuff. This is what I'm into.
And the Patriots total points are giving 1.5 points to Steph Curry. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Steph Curry, averaging 31 points a game in January. He scored over 40 4 times.
He's ridiculous.
And in his last game last night, he had 41 points. Despite the rest of his team going 1-for-20 from downtown, he still have found a way to get 41 points.
I'm taking Steph.
He's on fire. The most amount of points the Patriots have ever scored in a Super Bowl was 34, and that game went into overtime. That's how the Patriots got to 34. So I think the cap, the most amount of points the Patriots could score is maybe on the high end, 41, 42. I think Steph Curry is going to get over 40 Saturday night against LeBron. It's a Christmas revenge game at home. Take Steph Curry, and you're getting 1.5 points.
Uh-oh. Zach looks dismayed that you didn't take the Patriots.
Sorry, Zach. That's how it rolls, man.
Well, Steph Curry scores 45. The Patriots aren't going to score 48. I mean, come on.
Anything's possible.
Kevin Garnett.
I felt like the way he said that he was going to break out into a Frozen tune. a little Frozen medley.
What's next, Robbie?
Go ahead. All right, now the good stuff.
Oh.
On the big game on set. We could say, can we say the, can we say the name
we
of the
say,
game?
We say the big game.
All right. I'll keep it the big game.
You
Todd
can call it the Super Bowl, Robbie.
As long as you're not selling advertising, you're good. You can call it the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm selling picks. I'm selling, winners.
Jesus.
You're not selling them.
That's
you're
true.
Giving them away.
That's right. It's right. Giving away for free.
You
should
be selling them. We should have 1-900 Robbie Gables.
Todd Gurley, the total of 102.5 rushing and receiving yards total. Now, you guys remember T.O. in his Super Bowl? He was injured, and then he had his heroic comeback in that Super Bowl and balled out. Kind of the same thing over here, except Todd Gurley's been playing sporadically, but he's been banged up. But now he's gotten the 2 weeks, and he's finally healthy. No excuses. It's the Super Bowl. Last game of the year, Brett, you can't hold anything back. The C.J. Anderson thing, that was cute. C.J., that was cute for a couple weeks. The party's over for C.J. Anderson. And I think Todd Gurley could get there just on rushing yards, but I feel like they're going to use him a lot in the passing game. I think he's finally back. There's nothing to rest for anymore. This is the Super Bowl. If you're not going to be healthy in this game, you might as well go home. Take Todd Gurley over 102.5 rushing and receiving yards.
I don't know if that was a pep talk.
If he rushes for over 102, you think in the bag for the Rams?
Yes. No,
because here, understand, we had this argument or this conversation before. They have been getting production out of that position. And although it hasn't been Todd Gurley, they've been very productive from that position. It's not like they didn't have any yards rushing, so we need Todd Gurley back to have rush. No, they've been successful. And mostly what they need their rushing yards for is play action, because that's when when Goff is at his best. So they've been successful running the football. He brings an added dynamic to that position, but – he doesn't have to have 102 yards for them
this
to win.
I mean, we can get into this later. I don't want to interrupt Robbie's Magnificent Seven, but just so, because I've seen this out there a little bit, that the Gurley dynamic and the way the Rams play offense, Belichick can harken back to the plan he had for Marshall Faulk and that Rams team.
No.
Okay.
No, because the difference between Todd Gurley and Marshall Faulk is about 30 pounds. And you can have a plan with a guy, but part of the reason why he's so great is the fact that you have that plan, and then you put a man in front of him, and they can't stop it.
Also, you're going to harken back to a plan from 17 years ago?
Stop.
What?
Fact that you even acknowledge that is moving on.
Let me harken back to the plan that stopped Zonka. Number five, Robbie.
Oh, Rex Burkhead, the total of 22.5 rushing yards. Throwing three codfish out, that seems a little low. Because who do the Patriots rely on at the end of the game, in the game against Kansas City? Who was getting those tough yards in overtime?
Little white guys.
The white running back, of course. He had 41 rushing yards in his last game. Rams run defense, despite Sue and despite Donald, really isn't that good. All he has to do is get 23 yards. It seems too easy. Take the over on Rex Burkhead rushing yards.
Yes, white running back. Wait, did I say that?
There's going to be so many little Rex Burkheads just running around.
Rex Burkhead Murph, the name of some kids 9 months from now.
Sully Burkhead.
Number six, Robbie.
Oh, the classic. Tom Brady, total 300.5 passing yards. Now, if you guys don't know this, last year, Brady threw for 505. The Super Bowl before that against Atlanta, 466. And the Super Bowl against Seattle, 328. Rams defense, not very good. It's 300. It's super, super low. He hasn't thrown for that since the Super Bowls against the Giants. Take the over, 300. The new ways of passing, is he's going to go way over 300. You might get that by the third quarter.
Jeez.
Okay.
Number seven, Robbie.
All right, now the total for the game itself, 56.5. Now, the Patriots have a crazy over postseason train. In fact, each of the last three Super Bowls the Patriots have played in, gone over. 9 out of the last 11 Patriots games in the playoffs have gone over. And both games that the Rams have played this year, in which the total was higher than 56.5, both games went over. So you do the math here. That's a lot of overs. This game's going to go over 56.5.
There you go. That's your Magnificent Seven, everybody.
I got to tell you. It was most enjoyable.
It was,
yeah, it was. It was a good one today. Yeah.
I like prop bets.
Prop bets?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the prop
bets. Oh,
we don't have a lot of ours in our dartboard of doom.
What do you mean?
We don't have a lot of our picks.
We'll crank it up. I mean, we got some AAFL coming up in the coming weeks. I'll throw some props in there.
Dude.
Dude, football.
No.
What?
Football's football.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah, you guys aren't going to want to watch?
Steve Spurrier is coaching.
Really?
The old ball coach.
San Diego has a football team again.
Well, the games better start at like 1 or 2 o'clock so he can get his 18 in.
Stephen Morris told me he was trying out for that league, so if Steemo's there, I'll watch.
Stephen Morris? Yeah. The quarterback?
Yeah.
He couldn't play here.
Yeah, but it's just...
He balled out.
So you're saying this league is not going to be as good as college?
No, he played here.
Stephen Morris was okay.
Yeah, he was okay. He has a gun.
There we go. The quarterback with an arm.
He's got a gun, man. He's got a hose.
So did Ryan Leaf.
Yeah?
So did Jamarcus Russell.
And?
But Jamarcus,
and they're doing the same thing Stephen Morris is doing.
I don't think Jamarcus is trying to.
Scissor.
Yeah,
Jamarcus couldn't put down the scissor.
We'll give you another chance to win $1,000. Your last day to try and win $1,000 with the code word, and that's coming up for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.